Among the many arayos on that base is this Rav Achos Isha, two brothers married two sisters. There is no yibum, there is no chalitza, there is the ptur tzaros. So Tosus just simply cites the Gemara regarding an obvious kasha, and that is when it comes to the other cases, the Isser Ervas and Isser Olam, it is something that applies now, and it is not going to be paka. Mashen came when it comes to the Isser of Achos Isha. There the Torah tells us the Isser is only b'chayeha, kozman that one's wife is alive, the sister-in-law is forbidden, in which case that is something that at some point in time potentially will be lifted. And therefore, why is it that there's no yibum and no chalitza? As far as this or eshesach is concerned, obviously, that yibum is doche, this or of eshesach, we discussed in the last year, putra, dechuya, yatzim, and aklal, but there is no isser of eshesach. Achos isha, currently that's true. There is an isser of achos isha. But you know, if a person's wife dies, that isser will no longer be present. And in such a case, now, what is preventing yibum and chalitza? There's no Isra of Eshesach, there's no Isra of Achos Isha. Why indeed is that the case? And maybe one would suggest, okay, if that really is true, maybe wait until that potentially would occur. Or at least, if there is a possible Zika, so do Chalitza. So the answer Tosa says is very, very clear. When we have to assess whether indeed there is a relationship of Zika between the Avam and the Avama, what is considered to be the critical moment? When do we make that determination? I mean, right here there is no Zika, but years later, decades later, a person's wife will die, and all of a sudden now, yes, no. A Zika has to be chal b'shas nefila, at the time of the Misa Sa'ach. And kol yavama sheni koraba b'shas nefila, yavama yavaleha. At that time, if there's no possibility of yibum, no possibility of chalitza, there is no Zika, and in such a case then, even if the determining factor of achos isha will somehow be lifted, but nonetheless, there is no Zik in such a case, no Yibum, no Chalitza. So that's like an incredible, incredible Hagdara. Apparently that means that B'Shas Nefila, we have to determine whether Yibum is possible here and now, and if not, you don't have that relationship at all. But the question, of course, is where exactly do you draw that line? The example that the Mishnah in Gemara gives us is when it comes to Achos Isha, that certainly is true. What happens if there are other Isurim that would contribute to the fact that, you know what, that right here and now, Yibum is not going to be performed? Is that really enough to argue, well, if not now, then ever? Or do you argue that certainly is not true? So Tosus is bothered, the bottom Tosus and Beisam and Aleph, and what about the case of Nida? Let's assume, for example, at the time of the Misa Sa'ach, the wife is a Nida. In such a case, there's an Isser Kares. And if there is an Isser Kares, isn't Kares like a Chi of Misa Mafkia, any issue of Zika? You'll tell me it's only a matter of time, but certainly it's true that Isser will be lifted. But what happened indeed to this principle? So if it's good when it comes to the case of Achos Isha, why is not that good when it comes to the case of Nida? Obviously, not every case of an Isser Bia is going to result in Hafkas HaZika. If you take a look at the first Chuv in Chacham Tzvi, the Maharas Chayitz quotes this here in our Gemara, that imagine a person is nifter, a wife, a brother, they're aninus, there's avelus. Now, you know what that means? Number one, pater mina mitzvos. Number two, it means there's an isser of tashmish shamita. Obviously, one is not going to argue that, you know what, if right here now yibum cannot be performed, so in such a case, there's a hafkas hazika. Obviously not. But Tosus is arguing, of course, that's true, but why should one distinguish between the Isser of Achos Isha as opposed to the Isser of Nida? And Tosus has two possibilities. One possibility is as follows, that in essence they're very, very different. An Isser Nida is something which is osu l'chuli alma. There is no heter bi when it comes to Nida. That's something that is universal Isser. Mashenkin, when it comes to Achos Isha, universal Isser, this woman is forbidden to me, but she's mutter l'achrine. So if you have something where it's osu l'jidei, but mutter l'achrine, then that's very different than something which indeed is considered to be osu l'chuli alma. Then Tosus has a second teretz and says that no, let's apply that principle of Dracha Darchino. If we were to adopt the principle of, okay, let's wait and see, what does that mean? In a case of Nida, you know what it means? You're waiting a week. There's a week of Avelos. You're waiting the week. In a case of Achos Isha, what does that mean? Potentially, let's wait indefinitely. Let's wait years, let's wait decades. Perhaps, a person's wife will die and now we can revisit the issue of Zika. Isn't that clearly flying in the face of drachar darchinom, and therefore the duration alone indicates that one cannot compare the case of achosisha to that of nida. So fascinating. So Tosfos says there are two fundamental differences. The first is lididein achrini, and the second is simply the window of time, the duration. That first teretz, what exactly does that mean? You know, when I think, and you see other sugyas, we'll see Nivamas and Daf, hey, if you have an Isser which is universal, and you have an Isser which is selective, the Gemara writes, this is the Rapashut, that Alav Hashava Bakol, if it's universal, that is far more Chamar. Something which is selective, like Yisri Kuhuna, is not. Maybe it's surprising, Didein Achrina is a reason to assume that there cannot be evil, as opposed to something which is an Issa L'chuli Alma, in that sense, no, that does not disrupt the Zika. Why indeed should that be? Tosfos obviously is not referring to that distinction in that light, but something else, something else. And here the critical sugya is a sugya anda memhe. Here the Gemara tells us the following. What would you say about a case of Eved Va'akum Habal Bas Yisrael? Eved Va'akum Habal Bas Yisrael. That's an illicit relationship, but what about the child? Is the child a mamzer? Is the child not a mamzer? So memhe. Machlokas tanai. Who the shita aliba de Rabbi Akiva? Is Eved Va'akum Habal Bas Yisrael of Lada Zamamzer? And we the Simalacha? Certainly not. Certainly not. There is no mamzeres. What exactly is the basis of that machlokis? Whether Eved Vakla Babas Yisrael, the Vlad Isra is not considered to be a mamzer. So the Gemara writes, Memhim Abeis, Vishneham Lolam Dua Elami Eshesav. Eshesav is considered to be a critical case. Here you have to take a look very, very granularly. You take a look in Torah, last Shabbos is Kriya Satorah. Perachav Gimel Pasakal, if the Torah tells us this, there's an Isser of Eshesav, a person is not allowed to involve himself with a father's wife. And the Pasuk continues, V'lo yigale knaf aviv. V'lo yigale knaf aviv. Wow, there's an Isser of Eshesaviv, and there's Isser of knaf aviv. Eshesaviv is clear. Eshesaviv is clear. No, Eshesaviv means a father's wife. That's a chiv misa, I understand. Lo yigale knaf aviv. What exactly does that mean? Literally, the skirt of. What is that referring to? So incredible that there are three different possibilities the Gemara raises. What exactly is knaf aviv? The reason this is so critically important is not merely for pshat in the pasuk, but you know what? Then the Torah tells us, pasuk gimel, v'yavam amzer b'kal Hashem. And that's exactly what the Gemara writes in Daf Mem, hey, kulam lolam dua elame eshesav. Eshesav, that pasuk, eshesaviv, knaf aviv, that's the model of mamzeres. Don't do this, and the effect, the result of this, is going to be mamzeros. So that's something which is stunning. So what is the result of this? What exactly is the iser of lo yigal knaf aviv? The Gemara has three different biyurim in Tanaim, which is incredible, incredible. What is the iser of knaf aviv? One could interpret the pasuk this way. The Torah begins with eshesav, okay? That is a father's wife. Knaf aviv means outside of the miskeres of marriage. You know what that means? One who the father had a relationship with. You know what that's called? Anusasaviv, Rabbi Yehuda Shita is, if that's us, sir, that's only an Isser Lav. That's only an Isser Lav. That would be striking. If that's the meaning of the Pasuk, Lo Yigala Knafav, meaning Anusasaviv, the Pasuk says, Yavam Mamzer B'Kal Hashem, you know what that would indicate? You can have Mamzerus even with Chavilavim. Even with Chavilavim. Wow, that's something which is stunning. That's the Shita of Rabbi Akiva. That's the Mishnah of Amos, Daf Mem Tesem and Aleph, that Chavilavim, the Mishnah presents as Chavilavim D'She'er. The Gemara will in total have five different shitas when it comes to mamzeros. But if it's based literally on anusasaviv, I would say number one, it has to be a kurva, and it has to be an iser lav. Oh, that's how the Mishnah presents Rabbi Kiva shita. Chavilav and the she'er results in mamzeros. What's another possibility of knaf aviv? If it's not referring to eshesav, so what is referring to knaf aviv? You know what it means? Eshesav means a father's wife. Knafavi means someone who potentially the father would be positioned to marry. Who potentially would the father be positioned to marry? Oh, Shomer es yavim shalavim. You know what? This is a sister-in-law. The brother of the father dies. And now there's Yibum. So maybe knaf aviv is a reference to a relationship of Yivam, a Yavam, and the Yavama. It's not referring to anusasav, it's referring to a case of shomeres yavam sh'olavim. Shomeres yavam sh'olavim, what's that? The Torah is going out of its way and saying, don't you dare marry someone who your father could be potentially positioned to marry. Who is that woman? A very simple answer. That woman is your aunt. That woman is your aunt. Aunt, what's this, sir? It's not a chiyuv misa. It's a chiyuv kares. Well, yavam mamzer b'kal Hashem. Oh, so now the Torah tells us the following, that Eish Esav is nisr misa. Knaf aviv, shemeres yavam kosam medaber is nisr kares. And now the Torah tells us, yavam mamzer b'kal Hashem. That's what we assume the halacha. That's the sheet of Shimon HaTimni, that mamzeres will result from an isr bia of kares and misa. Wow. Let's assume you assume, and maybe the Pshuto Shemikra sounds like that in this coming Shabbos is Kriya Sator, that Knaf Aviv is not the separate example. Knaf Aviv is just an elaboration of, don't marry your father's wife because Lo Yigale Knaf Aviv. And the whole Pasuk is talking about Eish Esav. Eish Esav is a Chiyuv Misa. And then the Torah says, you have mamzer b'kal Hashem. You know what that would seem to indicate? You can only have mamzerus if you're violating in a samit. That's the sheet of Rabbi Yeshua. That's Rabbi Yeshua reads the Pasuk. The Pasuk is referring to Eish Esav. If it's Eish Esav, now mamzerus when it comes to Misa. If you argue Knaf Aviv is Shemer Esav HaKosim Medavar, that's Kares. If it's Anus Esav, wow, Rabbi Yehuda, that's considered to be in Yisrilav. That's the sheet of Rabbi Akiva. And then the Gemara has two further possibilities. And that's the following, that there's a Ribui the Pasuk. Vilo yigale. Wow. The Pasuk in Kisavo doesn't say vilo. And it speaks about Knaf Aviv. There's a ribui in the Pasuk. That can be Marve, maybe all Chavi Aviv. Or maybe that can be Marve, even Chavi Esei. That's the most extreme sheet of Rabbi Yesheva. You can have Mamzerus with any illicit relationship, even if it's only an Esei. Those are the five Shittas in Daf Mentes. Stunning, no? Five Shittas of Mamzerus, whether it requires Misa, Kares, Chavilavim, Desher, Chavilavim, or Chavayese. All based on simply how you read the Pasuk. It's something which is incredible. And we assume a lot like Shimon HaTimni, and that is, no, it's referring to Shemaris Yavim HaKos Medaber, which means Mamzerus a result of a Chiyuv Misa, a Chiyuv Kares. Enochinami, you can have illicit relationships, Chavilavim, Chavilavim, Esei, but you know what? It doesn't result in Mamzerus. That's Isurei Bia. Well, so I'll tell you the following very, very important Kiddush. According to Rabbi Yisrael Halacha, Shimon HaTimni, Mamzerus results from Isurei Bia, which is Kari Yisur Misa. I'll tell you another important fact. Is another commonality between a Chiyuv Misa and a Chiyuv Kares? Yes. Eat Fisas Kedushin. You know, if you go ahead and attempt to marry one where there's Nisr Kares or Misa, you know what? There's no Tfisas Kedushin. There is no Tfisas Kedushin. Wow. So I'll tell you there are two dinim, and maybe these two dinim are critical. Maybe they go hand in hand. And that is, eat Tfisas Kedushin and Mamzerus. Eat Tfisas and Mamzerus. You know what I'll tell you? That certainly is not the case according to Rabbi Yeshua. Because Rabbi Yeshua interprets the Pasuk as only referring to Eish Esav. Meaning Mamzerus requires a Chiyuv Misa. What about a Chiyuv Kares? No Mamzerus. Tfisas Kedushin? There's Tfisas Kedushin in Chayve Krisos? Certainly not. No? So it's a fascinating split of Rabbi Yeshua. It's not just the detail that Rabbi Yeshua assumes that, you know what, Mamzerus requires a Chiyuv Misa. No. It means Mamzerus and Tfisas Kedushin, Tfisas Kedushin, are not Haba Hatalia. There is a woman who you could not marry. The Ishus would not be Chal, but nonetheless, if there is an illicit relationship, it doesn't result in Mamzerus. That's very, very heavy. Oh, but we assume the halach like Shimon HaTimni, and that is that Itvisas Kedushin and Mamzerus go hand in hand. So if you're dealing with an illicit relationship, but there would be Tfisas Kedushin. Oh, the Vlad is not a Mamzer. But if you're dealing with cases where Kedushin is impossible, so that results in Mamzerus. Wow. So it means, you know what, that this child was created through an impossible relationship of Tisa's Kedushin. In such a case, the Vlad is considered to be a Mamzer. Wow. Okay. What would you say about Ezer Va'ag Babas Yisrael? Oh, Gafim, hey. What would you say about that? Ever Va'akum, there's no Tisa's Kedushin. There's no Tfisas Kedushin. You go ahead and you marry out. Terrible. Now, Isur. But there's no Tfisas Kedushin. A person marries a guy, a person marries a shiksana. There's no tefisas kedushin. Oh, so the Gemara says, if there's no possibility of tefisas kedushin, so in such a case, the blood should be a mamzer. So enokinami. The Gemara says, Evid va'akum habav as Yisrael, the blood is considered to be a mamzer. A mamzer. Why a mamzer? What, you're dealing with misa? You're dealing with kareis? No, eat tefisas kedushin. Eat tefisas kedushin. Eat tefisas kedushin will indeed result in mamzeris. Wow, that's something which is stunning. And I'll tell you an incredible horotosis. Yivamos tezayin lebeis ramaskal kasavar. Such an important tosis. Such an important tosis. Tosis is bothered by the following. Ever hababas Yisrael. That's an issa daraisa. An Eved and Abbas Yisrael, that's an Issa Daraisa. Losia Kadesha. Losia Kadesha. That's an Issa Daraisa. What about Akam Abbas Yisrael? What about Akam Abbas Yisrael? Terrible, terrible. Now, a Jew was showing you a guy. You know what the answer to that question is? That's a very, 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 very Chamor Issa Draban. That's a Gemara in that was a gzeret ran already of the bezin shel shem, the bezin shel shem. Akum ababas Yisrael, hotziu v'yisar sisarev. That's a very, very chamor iser drabanan. So Tosus, wow. Akum ababas Yisrael. The iser is an iser drabanan. Midaraisa, it's not part of yisarevia. And the vlad is a mamzer. You can create mamzerus with a bias heter? Really? You can create mamzerus with a bias heter? Is that? I understand. A bias iser, maybe it results in mamzerus. A bias heter? A bias heter? Akam babas Yisrael? How can that possibly be? A bias heter results in mamzerus. Oh, you'll tell me, look, a mamzer, memrin's mamzerus, it's a bias heter, the child's a mamzer. That child is a mamzer because you're not creating mamzerus. That's yuchsin. Yuchsin, no. Your father is a mamzer, your mother is a mamzeris, you will be a mamzer. No? Because of yuchsin. You're not create. You can create mamzeris with the bias. So you know what Tosa says? Yes. Yes. You can have mamzeris daraisa with the bias. That's pretty unbelievable, no? Tosa says, Akum ababas Yisrael. It's a bias heter. It is sidrabana. And it's a mamzer daraisa. That's not because of Lo Sasur, Koch HaChachamim. You know why that's true? Because it may be a Bias Heter, but there's no possibility of Tfisas Kedushin. The Koveya of Mamzerus is E Tfisas Kedushin. Regardless of whether it's a Bias Heter, regardless of whether it's a Bias Heter. Wow, that's the first day in Tosus. Yivamos Tesan Abedi Masal Kasav. Tosus, the second day, also stunning. Tosus writes, no. When the Gemara says, Akum, Ababas Yisrael, the Vlad is a Mamzer, means a Mamzer Durabon. A Mamzer Durabon, Midaraisa. It's a Bias Heter. Those 2 days in Tosas are incredible, no? Can you create Mamzeris Ayyadei Bias Heter? The first day is, of course, because eat Fisas Kedushin. Eat Fisas Kedushin. And the second day of Tosas, no. How can you have Mamzeris with Bias Heter? How can that possibly be? That's like incredible, those 2 days in Tosas, no? Is itfisas kedushin the koveya? Or no. You need isurim. With a bias heter, how can you create mamzerus? That's pretty stunning. I'll tell you the following. We paskin that eved vaka babas Yisrael, the vlad is not a mamzer. Meaning, we assume clearly that even though itfisas kedushin, that's not enough. Forget about the 2 days in Tosus. The 2 days in Tosus are explaining how can you argue that Akabas Yisrael, the Vlad, is considered to be a mamzer. How can that be? We assume Eved Akabas Yisrael, the Vlad, is not considered to be a mamzer. What about Tfisas Kedushin? The answer is no. That E Tfisas Kedushin as a function of Isser, and not all Isurim. Will result in mamzerus. You need a certain quality of this. So wait a second. Let's just say a case of et Rav Abbas Yisrael. It's an Yisrael. We'll see a condition. And there's no Tisa solution. Why would we assume the Vat is considered to be Kasha? The answer must be that there's another factor as well. It's not just a question of Tisa solution, eat Tisa solution. You need something else. What's that something else? That's where the Gemara says something stunning, no? And you're not going to understand the Tosus Naf Beis Lamed Aleph without that Sugya and Yevamos Naf Mem Hei Beis. That's where the Gemara says this difference. The Gemara says, realize, Eved Va'akum is also the Chuli Alma. Eved Va'akum is also, that's the universal Yisr. No Jew is allowed to marry. Mashen Kain. The case of Ashes Av, there, also the Didei, but Mutar L'Achrinei. Wow. In order to have Mamzerus, you know what you need? You need a difference between me and them. Usher to me, Mutar to others. Whoa. That's the Hagdara of the Gemara. In distinguishing between Eved Vakum as opposed to cases of Eishasav. That's our gears in the Gemara. In order to have Mamzerus, you require the quality of Isser, where, you know what? There's a difference between Didei as opposed to Achrinei. What does that mean? Why should that be? So you take a look at the Rosh Hashanah Gemara. Aleph Sim Beis. Rabbeinu Tam in Sefer Yasha. Chelek HaTshuvos Simen Pei. And this is Poshub Shat Abir and Artos is in the Beis. Because in order to have Mamzerus, you require a violation of Gili Arayis. How do you determine whether something is or is not an Isser Erev? You know, I could tell you many different gauges. Maybe it depends on Onesh, or Isser Misa. Maybe it depends on Tfisas Kedushin, E Tfisas Kedushin, or Tfisas Kedushin. Or maybe it depends on Didei versus Achrinei. Maybe that is a critical component of creating Mamzerus. Because Didei and Achrinei is an indicator that, you know what, this is kurva. This is a relationship. This is a relative. And when we speak about Arayos, that's the Kiddush that the Rosh writes. It means kurva. Krovos, he writes, a relative. What is driving this Rabbi Sakum is not a relative. And therefore, Eved Vakum Bas Yisrael, the Vlad is considered to be Kasha. But realize how stunning this is. Rav Moshe has two fascinating tshuvas about artificial insemination. Eben Ezer, Chelek Aleph, Simen Yud, Chelek Gimel, Simen Yud Aleph, those are the two tshuvas. Not incredible chedushin. Rav Moshe just starts with a very, very basic hanacha, and that is Yevamos Daf Mem Hei. You cannot create Mamzerus without a violation of Gili Arayos. Given, a non-starter. If there's no Isser of Gili Arayos, you cannot have Mamzerus. So Rav Moshe writes, one thing is absolutely clear. This woman is an Eish HaSish. And there's no way she could have married the donor. She's an Eish HaSish. And this donor, not Eved Vakum, this donor is a Jew. A Jewish donor, a married woman. Well, what do you mean? There's no possibility of Tfisas Kedushin. Rav Moshe, one thing is clear. That's an act of Gili Arayos. That's an Isser Koris or an Isser Misa. Without the violation of Gili Arayos, you cannot have. You cannot have Mamzerus, a Dara Poshut. Wow. And I'll tell you that if you look in the Rashba, and that's Sugi, Vamasvah from Hema Beis, the Rashba quotes the Gonim that understood the Gemara very differently. What's the kasha of the Gemara? How is it possible that Eved Va'akum, the Vlad, is not a mamzer? And Eish Esav, the Vlad, is a mamzer. So what we have in the Gemara, Poshub Shat, no. Eish Esav is Nisr Kurva, Arayos. Mashe'enken, when it comes to Eved Va'akum, that's not called an Isr Erva. Something which Zasu D'Chaliyama. You know, Mirz Hashem, we'll make our way through the Masechta, no? We'll get to a Tosus and Daf Dalet. Okay, now. Meretz Hashem, a Tosus and Daf Nun Dalet. Meretz Hashem. Now, Tosus writes that, what about Mishkav Behema and what about Mishkav Zachar? Tosus, Mishkav Behema, you're chayiv misa, but that's not called gili arayos. Technically, that's not called gili arayos, because that's an iser kurva. That's also the kuliyama. That's not called gili arayos. The Tosfos and Daf Nun Dalet, Mishkav Zachar is a chayiv misa, but it's not called gili arayos. Gili arayos is a very technical hagdara. It means didei and achrine, didei and achrine. You can have the most chamer isurim, but if it doesn't meet that requirement, didei versus achrine. So in such a case, that is not called gili arayos. Wow. That's the Chiddush of Tosfos writes. Where do you get this from? Yevamos Daf Mem Hei. The Rashba has another sheet of the Gaon and writes something incredible. You know what will result in mamzerus? When a person has a father and a mother where there's no possibility of Tisa's Kedusha. Rachman al-Islan, an Eshes Ishes Insa. The child has a mother and a father, no possibility of Tisa, she's an Eshes Ish. There's no possibility of Tisa. Okay, I got that. And what about Eved Vakum? So why isn't the Vlad considered to be Mamzer after all? No possibility of Tisa's Kedusha. You know what the Rashba writes? Something which is stunning. Stunning. No. The definition of Mzeris, a mother and a father with no possible Tisa's Kedusha. Eved Vakum Babas Yisrael. Who's your mother? That's my mother. Who's your father? You know what the answer is? Al Pidini is not my father. The yichis of Eved Vakum Babas Yisrael is only Acharim, it's not Acharav. Genetically, DNA, fine, good. But you know what? Al Pidin, you're not Miyuchas, Achar Ha'av. That's a chiddush that the Rashba writes. The reason Eved Vakum Babas Yisrael is because you don't have a mother and a father where there's no possibility of solution. A mother you have, that's clear. You're Jewish because your mother was Jewish. The father is a guy. There's no relationship between yourself and the father. That's why you don't have mamzerus. That's something which is stunning. You know, if that really is the chiddush in the Gemara, you know, that could result in the following. Good artificial insemination. No iser gilei arayos. Do you have a mother? Yes. Do you have a father? Oh, Beis Shmuel writes you have a father. You have a father. Not a Jewish donor. That's the father. Oh, that means a father and a mother with no possibility of Tisa's Kedushin. One could argue, according to the Girsas HaRashba, who says that's Mamzerus free? If you assume that Mamzerus requires Gili Arayos, there was no Gili Arayos. But if you're telling me, no, that's not a requirement. The reason Evevach from the Vlad is Kosher, not Mamzer, is because Al Pedin, you're not Miyuchas La'achar Ha'av. That would not necessarily be true in this case. Wow. That's what Rav Moshe writes. It's not the case. Rav Moshe begins that Shavar Shemanation. We assume Poshub Shad, like the Sugi Yavamos Daf Mem Hei, the Girs of Rover Shon, not the Girs of Sagaonim, and therefore, without Gilei Arayos, there's no possibility of Mamzerus whatsoever. Wow. So that's something which is stunning. Okay. So now I understand. I want to know whether something is Isurei Bia or whether it's Gilei Arayos. Oh, so you know what? So I have the Rosh Hashanah Sugya, and have a Gemara Daf Mem Hei. Ooh, the Girsav Rav Rishonim. You know what the Kovei is going to be? Didei versus Achrinei. Oh. If that really is true, is it fair to equate this sort of Achos Isha with Nida? Oh, so our Tosfos says, with this background, whoa, you know, it pops, no? What do you mean, Achos Isha? Mutala Asla Achrina, no? Didei Achrina. Achos Isha is Arayos. There's no Kedushin Barayos. There's no Nisuin Barayos. There's no Zika Barayos. What about Nida? Nida is Asa the Chuliyama. So what? If it's Asa the Chuliyama, that's the Sugid of Mem Hei. That's not called an Isser Erva. And if it's not called an Isser Erva, I would not argue, this is Gilei Arayos. And therefore, there's no Tfisas Kedushin, no Tfisas Nisuin, and therefore, there's no Zika. In fact, that's Sugya Daf Mem Tes Samad Aleph, the last line. Does the violation of Nida result in Mamzerus? You know what the Gemara says? Something absolutely incredible. The answer is no. A family, was it a religious family? She was never Tovelis. There's an Isser of Nida, Mamzerus. You know what the Gemara says? Amar Abai Hakol Modim. There is no shita. Oh, there are 5 shitas about mamzerus, but there's no one who says that habala nid levan is a mamzer. There's no such shita. No. Wow. Now that's pretty incredible. Rabbi Yesheva, you can have Mamzerus with an essay, but Nida, which is Kares, you know what? There is no Mamzerus. Why? Oh, because the Pasuk says something stunning. Usihini dasa olav. Usihini dasa olav. You know what that means, Pasha Pshat? Usihini dasa olav. Something very, very different. You know what it means? Person, Rachman, Litzlan, is Boel Nida. Is there a Tuma? I would say, yes, of course there's a Tuma. You had contact with a Nida. A Nida doesn't have Hatuma. The Dam Hanid doesn't have Hatuma. So you are a Tame. No, the Pasuk says, Usihini dasa olav. You, the Boel, have a Tuma Chamura. Your tuma is not just simply because of maganida. No, usihini dasa alav. The tumas nida is transferred to you. You know what that means? A tuma chamura of 7 days. Usihini dasa alav. Wow. You will have a tumas nida. Oh, but the Gemara is bothered by the following. What an incredible drasha. So let the pasuk just say his tame. Usihi. What usi? You know, sihi is a critical word, no? Sihi means kedushin. V'holcha v'haysa lishacher. That Shabbos is Kriya Sato. Parshas Matos, the Parsha of Afaras Adarim. Im hayo si elish. You know what that means? Kedusha. Eris. Beis ishan adar is nisuin. Beis was uishta. Hayo si elish is erisin. The Pasuk says, usini dasa alav. You know what that means? Everyone agrees that Jesus Kedusha when it comes to Nida. A person is Mekanesh Nida. Haran Mukadesh asli. They're married. There's Tfisas Kedusha. Wow. Usini dasala. Okay. If there's Tfisas Kedusha, how can a Vlad be a Mamzer when there's Tfisas Kedusha? Oh, so the Gemara says incredible. Nida, there's Tfisas Kedusha, and Akomo de Enavad Mamzer. Oh. So now I have to take a step back. So what do I know about the Dine Nida? Well, look, is it found in Parsha Sacharmos and Kedoshim, which is the Parsha of Arayos? What's the answer? Yes. Is there at least a Chi of Kares? Yes, Nida's Issa Kares. Okay, it's in the Parsha Arayos. There is an Issa Kares. But I know that part of the definition of Arayos is Tfisas Kedushin. No, but here the Torah weighs in clearly. There is Tfisas Kedushin. I know that the violation of Gil Arayos results in Mamzerus. And Hakomo de Enavlad Mamzer. So you know what? Well, on the one hand, many of the Dine Arayos apply to Nida. On the other hand, many of the Dine Arayos, Itfisas Kedush Mamzerus, do not apply to Nida. So you know what? I'm going to ask you a very simple question. So, do I frame it this way? Despite the fact that Nida is Bechlal Ha'arayos, Usi Yudasa, there is Tvisas Kedushin, but Nida is Bechlal Ha'arayos? Or do I flip it the other way? If there is Tvisas Kedushin, the Vlad is a Mamza, not a Mamza. In such a case, that's a dead Rai Mukachas that Nida is not Bechlal Ha'arayos. Yechayim Kares, Isurei Kares exist in the Torah, nothing at all to do with Gili Arayos. And that is the very heavy issue. Is Nida considered to be Bechlal Ha'arayos? So, Rabbeinu Tam, in the Sefer Yashar, is Artosus, picks up on Artosus. Oh. You know what? You see that Achos Isha breaks up Zika. You see that Nida does not break up Zika. Why? Oh, Rabbeinu Tam Shita. Because you know what is mafkir zika? Arayos. There's no tfisas kedushin. There's no tfisas nisuin. There's no zika. Zika, we'll have to assess at great length. Now, zika is a form of ishus. Fascinating chakira, Yosef Engel, but no karos and rishonim. A new ishus, or residual ishus of lachames. It's a form of ishus. If there's no Tfisas Kedushin, can you honestly say, fine, but there is Zika? There is Zika. Rabbi Natam Shita. Nida, there is Tfisas Kedushin. Nida is Asa L'Chuliyama. If it's Asa L'Chuliyama, Yavama Staf Memhei, that's not called Gilei Arayos. So Rabbeinu Tam's position, incredible, and that is, Nida is in that category of Isur Eidia, but it is not within the Miskeres, the Hagdara, the category of Gilei Arayos. And then Rabbeinu Tam writes, the bombshell, Gittin Daf Beis. The Gemara says that we have a klal of Eid Echad Neman Bisurin. What's the klal of Eid Echad Bisurin? Oh, the Shita Rabbeinu Tam, the Shita Balei Atosos, the Safralah. Wow, the Safralah. The source of Eid Echanam Yisurin is an Isha Nida or a Zava. She's Nemenes? To say she is and she is not? How in the world can that be the source of Eid Echanam Yisurin? Why not apply the principle of Ein Dover Sheba Erva Pachos Mishnayim? You know, Rabbeinu Tam writes the answer to that is? Because Nida is not called Gilei Arayos. Nida is Isur Eidia. Isuribi is called Isurim. And the source of it after Neman Bisurin, the Shita Rabbeinu Tam is Nida Zava V'Safra La. Wow. And that's indicated by Tvisas Kedushin, Ein Avlad Mamzer. Because in order to be Niserva, the D-Day versus Lachrine. Wow, that's the first day in our Tosos. No? That's an incredible sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. Nida is not considered to be Bichlal Ha'arayos. And that is against the Rambam. The Rambam writes time and time again, not true. Nida is Bichlal Ha'arayos. Nida is Bichlal Ha'arayos. Nida is Yisri Bia with an Issacharis. And it is Bichlal Ha'arayos. And I would have said, as a Muskal Rishon, as a default position, that you know what? The Vlad should be a Mamzer and there should be Tvisas Kedushin. And the Pasuk Usini Dasalav, despite the fact that Nida is an Isser Erva, despite that fact, nonetheless, there is Tvisas Kedushin. And if there is Tvisas Kedushin, Eid Avlad Mamzer. Because Mamzeris need to be a Saskadushin, should go hand in hand. That's how the Rambam understands that sugya. Nida is considered to be Bichlal Ha'arayos. In fact, when you look at the Rambam, Hilchasishus Perek Dav Hilch Yud Beis, the Rambam is explicit. Where the Rambam writes that there's never a possibility of Tfisas Kedushin Be'arayos with the exception of Nida. The Rambam spells that out explicitly. Not that you see that Nida is not Bichlal Ha'arayos. Despite the fact that Nida is an Isser Erva, nonetheless, there is Tvisas Kedushin. Wow. Mefurish in the Rambam. And the Rambam even writes, this you can take a look at on your own, the Sefer HaChinuch and Reish Vav, and the Arutz of Menchas Chinuch in the Hashmatos, the Kobetz HaMencha, Reish Vav. The Rambam writes, and the Ein Roi Lasos came. Even though there is Tfisas Kedushin Benida, it's inappropriate to Mekadesh Nida. I have to see what the basis of that is there is. But the Rambam is clear. You know that Nida is Arayos. The Sefer HaChinuch seems to be going a step further and in studying Chiddush. The Sefer HaChinuch writes that there is an Isser Daraisa. Let's say the case of Achos Isha. Is there any Isser to be Mekadesh, your wife's sister? You know what I would have told you? I don't recommend that. You know, it's foolish, it's meaningless. Isser, it's a futile act. You know what the Sefer HaChinuch writes, Reish Vav? It's a lav Daraisa. That's pretty unbelievable. It's not Chal. You're not married. Harayat Mekadeshes Di, Kesef Kedushin to your sister-in-law, guess what, you're not married. Sefer HaChinuch writes, it's Nisa Daraisa. Because the Torah says, Be'isha El Achosa, Lo Sikach. Wow. There's an Isser L'Kicha. An Isser L'Kicha, even though it's not Chal. Wow. It's not just a futile act, but there's an Isser Daraisa. And the Menachas Chinuch writes, even though in Nida is Chal, but there still is an Isser. Even though it is Chal. There's an Isra Vachosa, even though it's not Chal. And a Nida, even though it is Chal, there's an Isra. Wow, wow. Take a look. Koba Semen Chareshva. But the Rambam Shit is Mefurish. Nida is Bechal Harayos. This is found in the Rambam in Ilchus Yisurabiya. Perachav Bet. Chaf Aleph, Perachav Beis. In Perachav Aleph, the Rambam discusses Chibuk, Nishuk, Derech Eivar, those types of things that can easily lend itself to an absolute violation of Gilei Arayos. And here, the Torah Gosar Rav Tzvayah says, there's an Isra of Gilei Arayos, Kari, Lo Sikravu L'Galo Servasa. Don't you dare engage in an activity that could lead to. The Rambam writes, that's a Din D'Araisa. The Torah goes out of its way. Lo Sikravu L'Galo Servasa. So the Rambam writes, even those preliminary steps that could lead to, that itself is considered to be forbidden min haTorah. Wow. And the Rambam is Mefurish. The Rambam includes in that as well, Nida. Lo Sikravu L'Galo Servasa. Nida is called Gilei Arayos, and the kurva, the harchakos of Arayos, will apply even to Nida as well, because Rambam is Mefurish. Nida is Bechla Harayos. The Rambam writes, Chafalaf halacha dalet. Does that really mean a person, there's an Isser l'histakel b'ishto Nida? B'ishto Nida? Really? Ad kedekach? No, the Rambam writes that, you know what? The answer is not no, because Nida is not Bechla Harayos. The Rambam is Mefurish. Nida is Bechlal Harayos. But that's an exception because of Pasvah Salo. That's an exception because, you know what? The situation of a husband and wife was in Nida, there's an Isser now, but you know what? It's only a matter of days until Isser is lifted. That Isser does not apply. The Rambam is Mefurish, though. That the Isser applies in principle to Nida as well. You know, you look in the Gemara, Ksumas Taf Dalam at Aleph, the Gemara discusses a tragic case, Achasana, or what about the following case the Gemara mentions? You know, Pirsanida. The Gemara says there's an Isra of Yichud. Yoshev Anashim, Yoshev Anashim, Ksumas Dalam at Aleph. When the Rambam presents that, that's Perak Bey, Chav Beis of Ochis Rabbiyah. The Rambam presents that Isser of Yichud, as Yichud Barayos. The Rambam writes in Perak Chav Aleph that there's an Isser of Kiru Basar, Chibuk Nishuk Derek Evarim. Chav Aleph. Perak Chav Beis, the Rambam discusses the Isser of Yichud. There's an Isser of Yichud with Arayos. And the Rambam includes Nida in the category of Isser Yichud Arayos. Does that really mean there's an Isser Yichud, one's wife is a Nida? No. That's, again, Herigel, Paspasalo. But you know what the Chiddush the Rambam is? If this would happen, Kodem B'Rishona, there is an Isser Yichud. And that Isser Yichud is the regular Isser Yichud Arayos, it sounds in the Rambam. That's the Chiddush of Soveshik, which mentioned that, come on, Ksuvas Tafel, according to the Rambam, That is the typical Isra Yichud Arayos. Take a look at Magen Mishnah. Magen Mishnah, there, Isra Abiyah, Chaf Aleph. Magen Mishnah writes the following, this Ha'ara, this Chiddush of the Rambam, that Kiru Basar is forbidden Midaraisa because of the Sikru, the Galser Basa, Magen Mishnah's Mefurish, that's only when it comes to Arayos. What would you say about Chavei Lavim? No. That's only Issa Rabbanan. The Issa Daraisa of the Sikr of the Galo Servasa is only by Arayos. So it applies to Arayos. It applies to Nida, because Nida is Bechla Arayos. But it wouldn't apply to Chavei Lavim. Wow. Maybe Huad Dinami, when the Rambam has an Issa Me'ikhar Din of Yichud Arayos, maybe that Isser Mi'ikr Hadin Darais of Yichud is only Yichud Da'arayos. But not when it comes to Chavei Lavim. Wow. You need Gilei Arayos. You need Gilei Arayos. That's the deal. Ooh, I included that in the Mar Makomos. Karen Ora. Sota Vav Zayin, where the Karnor is bothered because that Gemara indicates that there's an Isser, there should be, the Muskarisha, an Isser Daraisa of Yichud between a husband and his wife who is a Sota. His wife who is a Sota. And that's what the Karnor discusses, without surprise. Because Sota Labala is only an Isser Lav. It's only an Isser Lav. And it sounds in the Gemara that there should be an Isser Yichud Daraisa. How can that be? How can that be? All right, this will have to wait for later, Shukwali. No, Daf Yud Aleph, no? There's something unusual about this, just Sota Labala. On the one hand, it's an Isser Lav. But you know what? Unusual about this Isser Lav. Tumaksiv Bakarayas. The Nistar of Enitma'a. Tumaksiv Bakarayas. That's fascinating. When it comes to Sota, maybe you can have an example of an Isser Lav that has the Dinim of Arayas. And when it comes to neither of any time, you can have an Isser Karius, which is not Arayas. It really depends on those cases. And hopefully you've learned already, now the Tosas about Eshus Achiv Mi'imo. And you learned the Tosas about Hamasa. No? Oh, that's a fascinating idea. Eshus Achiv Mi'imo. Is there a Karius? Is there a Lav? If it's only a Lav, that's just Yisuri Bia? Or no, that's much more than that. No? That is considered to be a lav within the Parshas Arayos. No? Maybe Chamasa as well? Chamasa la'achar misas ishto. If that is not the Chi of Kares, but nonetheless it's an Isser Bia, which is Bichlal Arayos. Guess what? The Shabbos is Kriyas HaTorah, no? It's part of Oror. Shochev im chosanto. No? If it's part of the Oror, maybe that means it's not just simply Isser Bia, but rather part of the Miskeres of Arayos. With this in mind, okay, this is just now like the Psicha, no? Ksu is that base. Whoa. Couple gets married. Kedushin. You know, in earlier times, there was a window of time between the Kedushin and the Nisuin. But what happens if the husband is dragging his feet? And he gives his man, the time has come that, you know what, Nisuin. And he doesn't do so. There comes a point in time. Now the Mishnah in Ksuvis, the Gemara quotes in Ksuvis, that Beis and Aleph. If he gives his man, the time comes. And still, well, Niso, that they didn't have Nisuin. You know what the Chachamim said? We're already going to slap on this guy the Shibudim of Nisuin. Ochos Mishalow, Ochos Betruma. We're going to insist, you have to support your wife. You should have had Nisuin already. And you know what? Whoa, if you're a Kohen and she's not a Baska, you know what? She can eat Truma right now. Whoa, Mishnah Rishona, Mishnah Chrona, whoa, Ksuvas Nafnan Zayin. She can eat. Okay, wow. What about the following case? And this just kind of sets the stage. Now, what happens if the time has come? And we turn to this guy and say, look, you have to go to the next step, Nisuin. And you know what? He says the following, okay, I'm willing. But you know what? Pirsa Nida. Right now, the person says, my wife is a Nida. You know what the Gemara says? That's legitimate excuse. We're not going to insist you do so right now, because after all, Nida. Okay. Why is that a legitimate excuse? Ooh. So you know what the Ran writes? Aleph Melaf and Dapi Arif. That's a legitimate excuse. Let's assume, for example, we insist to the husband, and we say, no, marry right now. And he says, you know, my wife is ill. Chol Sahi, my wife is ill. Oh, that's a legitimate excuse. My wife is ill, that's a legitimate excuse. Nida, that's a legitimate excuse. Ooh, the Rambam. Perigudiv Ochazishus. Al-Khalf Ochabez. You know why we're not going to insist that they get married? You ready for this? Because Ishus is impossible. Ishus is impossible.
She's a nida.
Can you have nisuin b'ishto nida? Can you have nisuin b'ishto nida? What would the default position be? I would have said, this is the Rambam. Nida is gilei arayos. There's no kedushin. There's no nisuin. There's no zika. Usini dasalav. The Rambam, despite the fact that nida is b'chal arayos, usini dasalav, there is tfisas kedushin. Does that mean there's tfisas nisuin? Tfisas, what's the definition of nisuin? So the Rambam writes something stunning. You know what the definition of nisuin is, b'chal Torah kula? Yichud harayu lebi. That's the definition of nisuin, the Rambam writes. Perikud ibn Chazishus. The definition of nisuin is yichud harayu lebi. If the definition of nisuin is yichud harayu lebi, that's impossible for ishto nida. That is not nisuin. Nisuin is not just yichud, yichud harayu lebi. The Bali Atosis disagree and say, you know what nisuin is? Standing under the chup is nisuin. Chup is nisuin. Wow. You know what the Rambam writes? Chup is yichud harayu lebi. I'll tell you something like very fascinating. Now that. What's the nature of Birchas Nisuin? The Shikta Balei Atosis is Birchas Nisuin, the Sheva Brachos, or Birchas Hodah, which should follow the Nisuin. You know what the Rambam Shita is? Birchas Nisuin, a Brachos on the Nisuin, there should be over Lasiyasa, before the Nisuin. So, last Chuppah you went to, when did they say the Sheva Brachos? At the very end of the Chuppah, right before Yichud. No? La'achar Asiyasa according to the Rambam, according to Tosis, and over Lasiyasa according to the Rambam Shita. That yichud harayu lebiya. So the Rambam writes, you cannot have chupas nida. The definition of nisuin is yichud harayu lebiya. So this isn't just an excuse. You're going to ask him what nisuin. Nisuin right now is impossible. And the Ran is so bothered. Is that really true? That the definition of yichud is yichud harayu lebiya? How can that be? And now you have to take a look. We'll stop. No. The Raya is that the Ran brings to demonstrate that it cannot be, that that's the definition of. And how can the Rambam assume that the definition of Yisun is Yichad Harayu Lebiya, and therefore Chupas Nida, there's no Nisuin, Eris and Yes, no Nisuin, cannot be? So what we'll have to work on simply is the following. Realize the Rambam Shita. The Rambam Shita is that Nida is Bechlal Ha'arayas. Nida is an Isser Erva. When the Rambam writes that you can't have Nisuin B'Nida, that's because the Rambam Shita is Nida is part of Gilei Arayas. And even though when it comes to the Erva of Nida, Gzeres HaKasav, Nisi Das Alav, there's Tfisas Kedushin, there is no Tfisas Nisuin. But a possible chiddush according to the Rambam, and this we'll have to try to prove, if you're dealing with isurei bia that are not isurei arayos, maybe the Rambam would in fact agree that you can have nisuin. You can have nisuin in cases where it is not an isurei erva. And this is the Rambam shita, why the Rambam is so bothered by chupas nida, precisely because nida really is considered to be bechlal arayos, unlike the shita of Rabbeinu Tam. If Nida really is Bichlal Ha'arayos, so therefore, what's the difference between Achosisha and Nida? Oh, you know what the Rama could tell you? For example, the second Eretz Atosos. And that is, if you're saying wait a week, that's not a breach of Darchei Noam. If you're saying wait until the possibility that maybe one's wife will die, that is a breach of Darchei Noam. And maybe that's why Nesra. But the Rambam writes fundamentally, just as Achos Ishah is an Isser Erva, the same issue when it comes to Nida. So this will affect many, many, many of the sugyas throughout the Masechta. Nida has certain dinim that seem to put it in the category of Arayos, certain dinim indeed do not. What is the klal? What is the yotzim in a klal? Rabbi Natam Shita, Nida is Isurim, it's not Gilei Arayos, the Rambam Shita. Nida is an Isser Erva, Bichlal Gilei Arayos, but nonetheless the exception, but there is Tfisas Kedusha, despite the fact, and therefore indeed, Ein Avad Manza. These makaros are just critical for the hagdaros of all these first sugyas in terms of how one understands the relationship between the Yavam and the Yavama, what is and is not Mafkiya, the field of Zika, what is the definition of Mamzerus, what is the role of Tfisas and E, Tfisas Kedushin. I urge you now, Chazara, I go through these makaros very, very, very carefully, because this is something that will enrich the entire limud in almost every sugya that you'll have, right, regarding relationships of the Yavam, Yavama, Chavilavim, Chaviese, Chavilavim Vese, to understand again what is considered to be part of the Hagdavi Suridiya and what is considered to be an expression, an expansion of the concept of Gili Arayas.